KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of light rain or snow this morning, otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy, a high of 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping Western Iowa news, 400 jobs at the Tyson Beef Slaughtering Plant in Denison are in jeopardy. Tyson spokesman Gary Michelson said the company is expanding its Dakota City, Nebraska meat processing plant. That means Tyson may no longer need the smaller plant in Denison.
This means the Denison facility may close sometime next year. The Denison plant employs 400 people. Again, we've not made a definitive decision on the future of the facility. However, if it does close, workers there would be encouraged to apply for jobs at other Tyson locations, including Dakota City, Nebraska.
Dakota City, Nebraska is across the Iowa border near Sioux City, about 80 miles west of the Denison Tyson Foods beef processing plant. Michelson said the decision is based on the availability of cattle to slaughter in the Denison area.
This is a very difficult scenario to consider, given the impact it would have on our people and the long history that plant has had in the meat industry. However, unless area cattle supplies increase significantly, it may make economic sense to discontinue operations there next year.
Michelson said they're making millions of dollars in upgrades at the Dakota City plant and will add 200 jobs there. He said the work should be done by the middle of 2013. News time is 7:08.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Shopko has announced plans to close 6 Pomida stores and consolidate the headquarters of 2 companies after completing its acquisition of the competing retailer. Shopko said Thursday the new chain has nearly 350 stores in 22 states and will be based in its home of Green Bay, Wisconsin. The deals of the terms were not disclosed. Spokeswoman Tara Power said the company decided not to invest in 6 Pomida stores, which have disappointing sales. Among the 6 is the store located in Red Oak. About $80 million will be invested in converting other Pomida stores by the end of 2012. Power said 88 of Pomida's 200 headquarters employees in Omaha were offered new jobs in Green Bay. 65 have accepted and will make the move. News that U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack plans to approve the closing of 131 Farm Service Agency, or FSA, offices around the country within 90 days, including 3 in Iowa, does not sit well with Western Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King. King said Thursday that while he believes all government agencies should strive to become more efficient, the USDA and Secretary Vilsack have not taken into account the actual FSA workload in the affected counties, which includes Appanoose, Decatur, and Union. The criteria for office closures were based on the number of employees the offices had on the payroll in mid-December of 2011. Any office that had 2 or less employees and was 20 miles or less from another office has been slated for closure. Last year, when the proposal was developed, the Iowa FSA system was under a hiring freeze due to budget issues, and therefore offices that had retiring employees experienced lower than normal staffing numbers. King says historically we've had a tool to determine the workload in each county office based on the programs offered and the number of participants in those programs. He suspects an analysis of the workloads of those offices would justify keeping them open. King says it's also important to note that the FSA offices in Iowa that are slated for closure by Secretary Vilsack are located in counties that have large numbers of acres in CRP. And over several decades, this has led to a loss of population, a loss of farmers, and shrinkage of small towns. This proposal will only make things worse, he said, for small town and rural Iowa. And soon these counties will begin to see more and more acres come out of CRP. King adds there's no question they'll be hurt by the lack of local FSA offices to help support revitalization of their land and communities. He called upon Vilsack to reconsider his decision. The Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest of two people on Wednesday. 20-year-old Alex Garside of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse, simple assault. And 21-year-old Joshua Peters of Atlantic was arrested Wednesday for driving under suspension. Both men were transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. KJAN News, time is 7:12.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Wayne F. O'Brien, age 87, of Adair and formerly of Menlo, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Wayne O'Brien will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lucille Cones, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Lucille Cones will be this morning at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Vera Whalert, age 101, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Vera Whalert will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Vernon TV Bob Robert Hansen, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Vernon Robert Hansen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene F. Smith, age 86, of Adel, died February 23rd at the Sunnybrook Care Center in Adel. Services for Gene Smith will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Adel United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Neva Kaiser, age 81, of rural Lewis, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Neva Kaiser will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Burton Whitrup, age 77, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Burton Whitrup are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Campbellton. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour here on KJAN. Our report was brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.